841 at WEOL. It's time to talk about the best. I did some pre-production work on that, so I know. You're sampling the best. The best of Lorain County is coming at Lorain County Community College. They do this every year. The folks at Pulse Magazine take the pulse of the community. And to tell us a little bit about that, Mary Beth Lee. Good morning, Mary Beth. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great.
We are
getting
ready.
Excited for this big party.
Absolutely. The big party it is. I mean, you've got, you know, there's the food, the music, there's different types of different businesses. It's amazing, all of the businesses and the companies that are in Lorain County, and it's a chance for people to kind of show their support. Talk about the event coming up on the 15th.
Yeah, so, you know, we started this event over 10 years ago to help support local businesses. And it's just a great formula because we allow our readers, you know, your fans, their patrons, to tell us who their favorites are. We then tally up those votes, and then we invite the top three from over 50 categories to participate at the event. So we don't have room for everybody, but we try to make room for everyone that wants to be there. I think it's just so needed right now as companies are returning to some sense of normalcy and, you know, with their staffs and the struggles that everyone's been through over the last couple years. So this event I'm really anticipating is going to be and feel so great. So we have some amazing finalists that are going to be there this year, and I want everyone to come out and vote for them.
So Mary Beth, you talk about 50 categories or so. Just give us a few of those for people who have not been to one of these events.
Well, you know, if you think about your local community, you think about everything, right? Where can you get the best ice cream, the best restaurants, casual dining? So all sorts of food categories. And then we get into things that affect other parts of our lives, such as the best local festivals, your theaters, fitness trails, senior living communities, you know, lots of fitness categories. And this year we even have we always have like best fitness instructors, but we have some volunteers. So volunteers that are really active in your communities, we're recognizing them again this year. That's always an interesting one because they're there to promote, you know, the nonprofit that they're helping to, you know, strengthen. Music instruction. We also have best chiropractor this year. So we really try to represent everything that makes up our local communities.
I see you have like the Lorain County Community College conferencing and dining services. Is this a little home field advantage for them?
Yeah, but you know what? Rightly so. They so deserve it every year. If you've ever been to a luncheon there or an event, you know that they really know how to do and prepare some wonderful culinary creations. And, you know, the event is right there at the Spitzer. But then right next to it, we use that space at the Norton Culinary Institute as well. And, you know, Lorain is so lucky to have that, you know, that the school and everything that it gives to the local community. So they do have a little field advantage. He can just run over to the kitchen next to him, but it's great. Everyone shows up big. You know, it's friendly competition, and, you know, everyone is just so excited to be there and showcase their establishments.
Who knows? Maybe if you like it so much, you'll want to come work for them too. The way the employment is these days, they probably could use some help in that regard.
You know, you're so right. We were actually thinking that was an advantage this year, that you can really get to know the business owners and the leaders of these organizations. And if you're looking for a job or you just want to talk to and learn more about them, it's a perfect platform for that. And, you know, I would love it if WEOL would be at the event this year. You think you guys could manage to come on out and be there with us?
We will do that. I will be there.
That's great. I would love it. You can talk to some of the people, the partners that make Pulse Magazine so wonderful and really keep it going, and talk to some of these great business owners.
Speaking of Pulse Magazine, how fun is that to sort of just investigate all the different gems that are in the county and report on those good news stories?
It's true. I think the editors and the publisher of Pulse Magazine, they really go out of their way to show us what's up and coming, what's growing, where we're headed. They really get a good pulse, so to speak, on the communities at large. And Lorain County is just growing. I mean, I think the seams are busting at, you know, new opportunities and new things to be so proud of in the neighborhoods.
Best of Lorain County coming up on September 15th. What are the hours for this big event?
So the event is from 7 to 10, and tickets are available online, or you should be able to purchase them at the door, but we never know that. There's been some years where we've had to close the ticket sales the day of. So I really encourage people to go online, go to pulselorainmag.com/BOLC. Or you could just go to Pulse Lorain Magazine and look for Best Of. And if you do that, you can actually see all the finalists this year. So we have over 50 categories, 3 finalists per category. Not everyone can be there, but you can see who was nominated. And then the people, even if they're not at the event, everyone stays on the ballot. The voting that takes place next Thursday is for the final win. So all 3 are finalists, but you get to show up and vote for your favorite and then be part of that final vote.
And that'll show then up in a future Pulse magazine, right?
Yes, we'll list those in the fall issue of Pulse magazine with some nice, interesting stories and interviews from the winners.
Right, and who knows? You might show up in one of their pictures because you take a lot of photographs to show how exciting the event is and post it.
Yeah, we do. We always have a photographer there, so that's right.
Great, good. Mary Beth, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.